You know, when you are sitting atop the hill, Ngong Hills, in the Rift Valley of Kenya, in a garden as pristine, one would say, as the Garden of Eden, the question of climate change and all its permutation comes to mind, and e-waste comes to mind. For a long time, the Western world has enjoyed the dividends of industry, the beauty of the refrigerator, the beauty of the microwave, the beauty of the things that improve the quality of life, the beauty of things such as computers, but we never quite grappled with how we deal with e-waste. It was always assumed that these things would last and there would be no need to dispose of them. But yet, e-waste has now become a major problem for the world. And Africa, once again, as it has done in the past, is beginning to feel the pain of e-waste. As Europe and America grappled with how to deal with e-waste, the question of where to dump e-waste is a question that is alive and well. Many who are engaged in this conversation will know that Africa, in many ways, is the consumer of goods that have been abandoned or rejected in the West. So we have a whole industry in Africa that is powered, if you may, by second-hand goods or through second-hand goods. And these come from Europe. We have some of it, of course, coming from places such as Japan, some of it coming from the United States of America. And the question that we must ask ourselves, what is the impact of e-waste in the continent of Africa? Today, for example, we have one of the largest e-waste dump sites in Ghana, in West Africa. That is the most well-known. But do we know where other e-waste is being dumped in the continent of Africa? There are those who actually say that quite a bit of it has been dumped in the Sahel part, in parts such as in the northern part of Mali, in the northern part of Niger, and even Burkina Faso. Of course, this has yet to be verified, but there are claims and suggestions that this has happened. There was also a claim that for a long time, such waste was being dumped in the deserts of northeastern Kenya. And the question that we must ask ourselves, we who live in a continent which in many ways is still pristine, pristine in terms of its tropical forests, pristine in terms of its deserts which have not been touched by e-waste, how are we going to respond to this through legislation and through interactions that are going to build rings around the continent of Africa? And it is important to say that if African countries operate in silos and enter into unfavorable bilateral arrangements, then they will discover that e-waste forms part of the body of material that is dumped in their countries. And when we talk about e-waste, we must ask ourselves, what is the effect of e-waste in terms of the water that we consume, in terms of the soils on which we plant our seeds, in terms of the air that we breathe, in terms of the quality of the waters from which we fish? Because science demonstrates that if e-waste is dumped into the soil, it will have an impact on the aquifers from which we draw our water when we drill our boreholes. Science demonstrates that some of it may get into the air that we breathe. Some of it will get into the soil and affect the yields. And it is incumbent upon countries to legislate, both as countries but within the region. And I'm big on regional approach to some of these things. I'm big on regional approaches because when you are a region, then you have the strength to resist some of these players in the Western world, whether they come as companies or they are coming under the aegis of their countries. And continentally, It is also important to ensure that we have a continental approach so that if the regions are doing something about it, the continent is also alive to the reality that we have a common position. It is not sufficient that a country or a region has entered into a legislative arena that allows it to forbid e-waste, but it is also important that as a continent we have a common position. And it is only this that will give meaning to the conversation that we have around climate change. It is only this that will give meaning to the argument that we have around the question of organic seeds. It is only this that will give meaning to the conversation that we have about clean water. And if we are to engage in this conversation properly, it is important very quickly that we have an African declaration that does not allow e-waste to be dumped in any part of the continent of Africa in order to safeguard our environment and in order to ensure that Africa and Africans are protected from agents which undermine the quality of people's lives and have impact on the health of the peoples. There are diseases that were known to the continent of Africa, which are now beginning to rear their ugly head. Cancers of different proportions, which we never thought would be in the part of Africa. And these can now be traced to the e-waste that has been dumped in different parts of Africa for the last many years. So going forward, the approach that the continent must take must be initially regional and ultimately continentally. And once we do that, we can have pieces of legislation that are clear, that will ensure that our interaction with those who are producers of e-waste will not do it in a manner that will benefit them and affect Africa in a negative way. It is also very important now, as we go into the realm of artificial intelligence and we interact with some of the things that are the dividends of the fifth industrial revolution, how is artificial intelligence going to affect how equipment is consumed and the gestation period between their manufacture and their disposal? And how is Africa going to ensure that we do not allow the advent of artificial intelligence to be used to affect Africa negatively through dumping of such waste? I believe we have a duty as the continent of Africa to engage and engage meaningfully. And I'm calling upon our institutions of higher learning, particularly those which are technologically inclined, to ensure that we shut ourselves in a manner that will immunize us from the vagaries of e-waste, which is being dumped in different parts of Africa with abject abandon. The time is now to take a decisive decision and to ensure and say no to e-waste in the continent of Africa. You know, when we talk about e-waste and we talk about its impact, there is the danger that we always don't look at its short-term, medium-term, and long-term effect. It is very easy for countries to accept that we are going to allow trade in order to ensure that our people access certain equipment. It is easy for a country to say, we are going to import second-hand television. It is easy to say we are going to import second-hand refrigerators. It is easy to say that we are going to import second-hand laptops. It is easy to say that we are going to import second-hand microwaves. And when they come into your country in a manner that is not supported by your bureaus of standardization, the thing that we forget, that within a very short term, these equipment will become non-functional. And when they become non-functional, the question that then arises is, how do we deal with them? And what then happens in quite a number of countries is that we go to the nearest desert, is that we go to the nearest water body, that we go to the nearest dump sites. And when we go into this arena, what we do is that we then dispose of these items in those areas. And we assume that they will not have an impact in the things that we do. We assume that these things will simply rot away. What we do not know is that they have major implications in critical areas of our lives. And if Africa, for example, says that it's going to ensure that the quality of our people's lives is something that is critical to them, we must create the linkage between e-waste and the quality of people's lives to the extent that their lives will be undermined by the waste that finds itself into our daily lives. When we say that the food chain is important, and we are saying that we are moving away from seeds which will impact negatively on the continent of Africa, and we are giving pride of place to organic food, are we reminding ourselves that there are things that will come out of the e-waste that we are allowing to get into our system and get into our soils and get into the atmosphere? Are we worried about that? That our diversity is therefore undermined because we have e-waste that is rampant? These are the issues that policymakers in Africa must now grapple with. These are the issues that must also be in our thoughts when we talk about the negative impact of e-waste in the continent of Africa. And this must be emphasized again and again to the extent that we are in an arena where we are talking about climate change. The linkage may not have been established, but I have no doubt in my mind that e-waste has an impact on climate, and that is going to affect us in one way or the other, and we have a duty to ensure that our participation in the struggle for greening the world, for greening Africa, is not undermined, we who are not consumers of what is dumped in the continent of Africa. We can do it, we must do it through policy, through legislation, and through enforcement, and the time is now, and collaborate with countries which ensure that whatever is brought into the continent of Africa does not affect our environment and affect us by extension. Thank you very much. As we continue this conversation about the continent of Africa, and it is not lost on me that there are many things that we must continue saying about the continent. The continent is alive and well.